ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वा ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Canto 4, Chapter 13, Text 4. Swadharma Shilai Purushaya Swadharma Shilai Purushaya Bhagavan Yajna Purushaha Bhagavan Yajna Purushaha Ijyamano Bhakti Mata Ijyamano Bhakti Mata Narade Narita Kila Narade Narita Kila Swadharmai Shilai Purushaya Bhagavan Yajna Purushaha Ijyamana Bhakti Mata Narade Nerita Kila Swadharma Shilai Purushaya Bhagavan Yajna Purushaha Ijyamana Bhakti Mata Narade Nerita Kila Swadharma Shilair Executing Sacrificial Duties Purushai By the man Bhagavan The Supreme Personality of Godhead Yajna Purushaha, the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Ijyamanaha, being worshipped. Bhakti Mata, by the devotees. Naradena, by Narada. Iritaha, described. Kila, indeed. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Laisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. While all the prachetas were executing religious rituals and sacrificial ceremonies and thus worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead for His satisfaction, the great sage Narada described the transcendental qualities of Dhruva Maharaj. Please repeat. While all the prachetas were executing religious rituals and sacrificial ceremonies and thus worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead for His satisfaction. The great sage Narada described the transcendental qualities of Dhruva Maharaj. Purport. Narada Muni is always glorifying the pastimes of the Lord. In this verse we see that not only does he glorify the Lord, but he also likes to glorify the devotees of the Lord. The great sage Narada's mission is to broadcast the devotional service to the Lord. For this purpose, he has compiled the Narada Pancharatra, a directory of devotional service, so that devotee can always take information about how to execute devotional service and thus engage 24 hours a day in performing sacrifice for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has created four orders of social life, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. In Narada Pancharatha, it is very clearly described how each of the social orders can please the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 18:45, it is stated, Shwe shwe karmanya virata samsiddhim labhate naraha. By executing one's prescribed duties, one can please the Supreme Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1:13, also it is stated, Sanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritoshanam. The perfection of duty is to see that by discharging one's specific duties, one satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Prachetas were performing sacrifices according to this direction, Narada Muni was satisfied to see these activities, and he also wanted to glorify Dhruva Maharaj in the sacrificial arena. Very important to glorify devotees. It's not a new thing. It's not that we glorify Krishna and then that's it. We have to glorify devotees. Prabhupada is saying in the purport. Because by glorifying devotees, one can automatically please Krishna. That is the system. The system is to purify ourselves. The way to purify ourselves is to glorify devotees. When the devotees are happy, Krishna is happy. The highest devotee is Radharani. If Radharani is happy, Krishna is happy. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam pram. The highest of all worship is the aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu, is to worship Vishnu. And that is done by Radharani. No one can be a higher devotee than Radharani. And the attitude of a devotee is that they are extremely humble. So I am a devotee. Nobody says that the devotees, they always think themselves to be very humble. So you need to always please the devotee, always praise the devotees. So there are good things about devotees. Devotees are worshipable. Aradhanam sarvesham. The sarvesham, highest worship of Krishna is to worship Krishna's devotee. And the highest devotee of Krishna is who? That's the Guru, the spiritual master. Because the spiritual master is showing us how to perform devotional service. The path to Krishna consciousness is to worship the Guru. Guru is the highest devotee. Your Guru, our spiritual master, because they have shown us how to perform devotional service. Narada Muni, he is the Guru Maharaj of Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj is being glorified by Narada Muni. So, one has to always remember that there are different ashrams. In every one of the ashrams, one needs to understand the purpose of the ashrama, the purpose of status of our life is to please Krishna. That's why Prabhupada explains, Swanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. Haritoshanam. Peace to please Hari. Duties one satisfies, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the duty, sacrificial duty. The highest duties of any ashram. There are different ashrams. Here it is mentioned, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. The duties of a Brahmana is that they can cultivate knowledge and talk about Krishna to others, preach to others very, very scientifically. So they're Brahmana. They're very clean and they're very understanding. The Kshatriya is one who protects the Dharma, the principle, upholds the principle. Kshatriya is a king, He is making sure that the citizens are happy, that the citizens are following the religious principles. The citizens are loving, learn to love Krishna. The citizens, they have what they need. The citizens they understand the principles of dharma. That is the duty of a king. That is the duty of a kshatriya. The kshatriya is one who making sure by his own example is to how to make sure the citizens are following the religious principles. When the religious principles are not being followed by the citizens, then there is adharma, irreligious principles in the society, and that the society becomes unwanted, problems. Just like now, there is in India, there is a lot of flood in Kerala. People are dying, and by thousands, water is taking. So this is due to sinful activities, killing of cows, breaking the principles. Adharma brings unhappiness to the society. Australia, there is drought. The demigods, they are turning off the tap. No rain is coming. You suffer because you didn't offer your resolve to Krishna. You did not acknowledge. You did not thank to Krishna who is providing all these things. So kshatriya is one who makes sure that the society, the citizens of the society are happy. He is not making sure. They said they're making false promises. Right now in Australia there is election going on. They're always quarreling in the Parliament House. Everyone's quarreling each other like cats and dogs. Yeah. Go, 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 go. I'm very good at it because I'm like a dog myself. So they're all arguing and fighting each other. You're better than me, I can rule them. Actually, they're just trying to save their own self, their job. They don't actually care for the people. The perfect king was Lord Ramachandra. It's mentioned Lord Ramachandra, he used to make sure everyone is happy in society. Nobody would die early than their actual time. He would personally go and see if everyone is happy, that no one is talking bad behind him. There is kshatriya. He goes to the front if there is a problem. Nowadays, the kings, if there is kings, the leaders of society, they hide behind and send all the people in the front. They have comfortable life, and the citizens, they're begging in the street. In India, there is beggars everywhere. Australia, even there is more beggars because they are all running to Centrelink. Give me money, give me money. Imagine they stop that. There will be chaos. They will be breaking into our homes. So, Vedic society is a perfect society because in the Vedic society, people were following the religious principles. Nowadays, what we have in Kali Yuga is a bunch of Shudras, working class. They're wearing tie and nice coat and polished shoe. Prabhupada said, polished animals. He used to say, polished animals. Everybody's getting salary. Even the top, the prime minister, isn't salary. So he's serving everyone. So he's a Shudra. Brahmana is the advisors. He doesn't take anything. The Brahmana, they will tell you of Krishna consciousness, and they give you alms, right? Rice, dal, whatever, and they're satisfied with that. They don't keep for the next day. Just like today, Prabhupada gives the example have a bag of sugar, a bag of rice. They're putting bags of rice here. We are putting in the kitchen. But if you live in the street, they will take the whole bag. Then, so Prabhupada gives this example. People take too much, unnecessarily, and not giving to others, not sharing. So in Kali Yuga, people are Shudras. Everyone is Shudra. They're not serving Bhagavan. They're too much serving themselves. They're forgetting Krishna. So Kali Yuga means Kalau Shudra Sambhava. They are just all Shudras. Bunch of Shudras. Posing themselves as leaders. Leaders of a society. Leaders of society, they are not serving. Even they're not serving the citizens because they are serving themselves. They make sure that they stay in the position and power. 90 years old, they still want to be in the power. Their hands are shaking. They don't want to get out to the forest. And like Dhruva Maharaj did from early age, Prahlad Maharaj from early age went to Gurukul. Krishna himself went to Gurukul. So Vedic society means the kings, they were perfect kings, they're Kshatriya kings, they're kings that they would make sure that all the citizens were following the religious principles, that they were completely happy. There was no unhappiness, everyone is completely satisfied. So, you see, this actually, according to Bhagavad Gita, there's Varnashankara. You know what Varnashankara means? Unwanted people. They didn't follow any religious dharma even before their conception. They're just having, they're having children like cat and dog, heaps. You go to India, one family, they may have 10 children. They can barely feed them. They just keep having. What's the necessary? And that's why so many people. If you can make them all Krishna conscious, pure devotees, then you can have many. And then they're just having. Even before the conception, the mother and father, they'll go to the temple and pray and eat proper prasadam, and serve the Vaishnava. They will do so many sacrificial arrangements for they can have a child that's going to be very Krishna conscious. The child that's going to make the world a better place. They will follow the Dharma and be exemplary. But everyone is just having kids like cat and dog. That's what Prabhupada used to say. Just, even mother is pregnant, they go to the bar drinking, smoking. Imagine the baby inside. And mother forgot to take the pill, so that's how we are alive today. That's the reality. Even in India, there's abortion going on. Cow killing going on. Our country is a religious country. People from all over the world come to India to follow the Indian people. That wow, there are so many temples, so much spiritual life there. But they're not following. So, you know, Krishna appeared in India, all the avatar, they took their appearance in India. Because he's the... So, we are very lucky and fortunate to be born in India, Dharma. You know, Yudhishthira Maharaj, they rule India, Bharat Maharaj rule in India. All the great, great kings, they're great devotees, they rule India. That's Mahabharat. What we have today, who's ruling India? Who are you going to pocket it up? My pocket is full. You know. Taking the money for yourself, not sharing to others. And they say, even you go out of India, just the next country, Thailand or somewhere, they're going on well. In India they're not doing well because they're offensive to Krishna. Because they are drinking poison knowingly. It's mentioned. I'm not trying to say someone's better than the other, because I'm also from India. If we don't follow the religious principles, it's going to be chaos. Sinful activity brings misery, karma. Just like I have cut this finger. Yesterday, you know, we have the vegetable cutting machine. It's for vegetable, not flesh. Chop. So, this karma. Maybe I punch somebody, cut my thumb. Kick somebody, hurt your leg. So you have to use the body to serve Krishna. There's instant karma for our, there's a reaction. Everybody knows what is karma these days. It's a popular word. Karma means equal reaction. Doesn't happen, nothing happens by accident. There's a reason for everything. Yeah, you are sitting here, we're sitting here, someone is in a foreleg, running in the street like a dog. Why is this? This is a reason for that. Everybody has a particular karma that made us that today. So, human being, our duty is to follow religious principles. Dharma, our constitution, dharma, is to follow dharma, religious principles. Sacrifice. Jagat bhavati parjanya jagga karma samudbhava. Anad bhavanti bhutani. Krishna says that from the rain come from yajna, sacrifice. And from sacrifice, anna, the food grains, Krishna gives. Why there is problem in society? Because we do not acknowledge, we do not thank Krishna for our activities, for our, we don't give our result to Krishna. So there is society full of unhappiness, dissatisfaction, flood, earthquakes, tumors, and fires, burning.
Tsunami.
Yeah, just on and on. This didn't happen in Treta Yuga. And even beginning of Kali Yuga, this thing didn't happen. A new disease. Because people are rampantly breaking the principle, rampantly their godless society, atheistic society, Prabhupada used to say. They don't recognize God. This is the why. So we throw all rubbish in the sea. The sea god will be happy. Once in a while, it rises the sea. Water comes through the city. The sea is angry. Sun god, we are breaking the ozone layer problem, the climate change. This is all due to sinful activities. Greedy. Too much greed. We take too much and then we don't give back. I've seen people here, you know, they will eat so much and then take away and they can't finish it, give to the dog. Dog can't finish it. It goes to waste. So Kali Yuga means overly greedy, too much greedy. I've seen here in Australia, you know, so much things goes to waste. You know, once in a while, people move from other house, they're chucking everything in the street. Chairs, you know, computers, everything, very good condition. I went to one devotee's home, and he was living really nicely. He had a bed, really nice bed, nice chair, cushion, he said, I didn't spend a cent. I just collected all this from the street. He has all this facility. People throw it away. And you go to I was living in China. If you drink water, you throw the bottle, 1 second is gone. They collect it for selling it. Water and plastic and anything. India, probably same. Nothing goes to waste. But here people are throwing. They have too much. But you don't find money on the street, though. That they are keeping. So, what my point is, people are, in this age, they are not seeing the ultimate purpose of our existence, the ultimate purpose of our being here. We are fascinated by this world, but we don't want to know who the Creator is and serve Him. We see ourselves, wow, now look at my body, I'm strong, healthy, handsome, beautiful. But Krishna is the most beautiful.
We're not seeing the Creator behind all this. We are fascinated by external feature of this world. I do not want to know who created all this. So Brahmana means one who is not bewildered by the external energy of Maya. That's Brahmana. Not I wear a thread, a big fat thread. I just got a new thread from someone in Sydney. This thread is so big and strong. You know, sometimes say, "What is that thing on your neck, your around the body?" I said, "It's so much frustration. Sometimes I want to kill myself." No use giving all this explanation. Then I tell them, "I'm just kidding. I don't do that. There's a reason." So, Brahmana means one who has knowledge, spiritual knowledge. And not just a thread. You wear the thread, you can reach your back and scratch with it. Oh. Right? So, not the purpose. Before, 20, 30 years ago, you can go to Loi Bazaar in Vrindavan and buy a thread, just 1 rupee. Now they increase the price. But anyone in India, you're riding a rickshaw, they're showing here, "I'm a Brahmana." But they're riding a rickshaw. They are pulling the rickshaw. Brahmanas don't pull the rickshaw. They're giving talks about God. They're preaching. They don't work like that. Shudras working like that. They say, "Oh yeah, I'm a Brahmana. I couldn't get a job, so I had to pull the rickshaw." The purpose of a Vedic society, the Brahmanas are priestly class. Priestly class, they're preaching about God. They're providing knowledge to the society. The society is bereft of knowledge. They have everything. They have car, home, everything you need. Job, "Hey, I'm fine. Thanks. I got everything. I don't need God." Next minute they're closed the door, behind the door. "Oh, I have this stress, that stress." In the front, "I'm fine." Underneath, we're not happy. We're fully unhappy. So that's why a Brahmana's duty is to give knowledge. Atmagyan, knowledge of the soul. Soul knowledge. We are fascinated by this body. "Oh yeah, I'm strong, I'm handsome, I'm beautiful." We look at ourselves and we think, "I am this body." We are not this body. Athata Brahmajika says, "Aham Brahmasmi." A Brahmana knows, a Kshatriya knows. Especially a Brahmana. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Shudra doesn't have any knowledge. They're happy with work. So Vedic society was designed by Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But in Kali Yuga we don't have these things anymore. Kali Yuga, everyone is one category. That's it. Just working class. Working, working, working. So, it doesn't matter what class you are. Perfection of duty is to see that discharging one's specific duty, one is satisfied, the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. The purpose behind of our work, purpose behind of our life, is our duty. We say, my duty is to take care of my family. In Bengal they say, samsara dharma bara dharma. Samsara, to raise the family is my dharma. To take care of my family, that's it. If we want to serve Krishna, when I'm 50, 60. Not now. Now is my time. Serve Bhagavan, badme, later. That's when I'm 50, I don't have energy to move my body, then I go to temple, serve from Chanamita and chant japa. Now is my time. Enjoy. As much as you can. Enjoy till you know, we are ruining our body. So, Brahmana means he understands the purpose of our existence is to serve Bhagavan, is to serve Krishna. The reservoir of all pleasure. I was giving class in just a few days, this one weekend I was in Sydney. And Sunday feast they have a temple room filled with very nice Indian people. There was like Mahaprabhu, so many people sitting there. And they were all sitting very straight like this, and like an army. Very strong. Even I was kind of afraid of who these people are. They're right, I'm sitting here like they were here. There's a temple small. They are listening like, and I was just telling them. And at the end, they said, oh, Bodhacha, oh, sounds fantastic, thank you. But I was blasting them, actually. Born in India, you know, when you say things that is in connection with Shastra, with Vedas, we're not making up anything. And people will be happy. Exact words of Krishna spoke. When you say things that's connection to the scriptures, it makes sense. People will help you. People want to hear. Oh, yeah. Vote me. I'll take care of you. That's what they're saying. But you vote them, you're just making sure that they have their, they're protecting their jobs. They're not able to satisfy the citizens. Bluffing. We've seen. Not right now, they're having a lot of the elections. They're bickering, arguing in the Parliament House. Okay. That's all. So, Vedic society, the kings were so perfect. One child died 5,000 years ago. One child died. And the Brahmana, the parent of the child, came to Arjuna, the Pandavas. How come in your society a child can die so early, untimely? I mean, that's not his fault. People die these days anytime. That's the karma or the disease. It's not the king's fault. But that time, the king took responsibility of anyone dying before the actual time. That was so perfect, that time, the society. Arjuna said, I will go and find your child. Arjuna, one of the king. We have anybody, you know, people get sick, we die, the king come, the parliament and the prime minister will come to your home, I'll make sure I bring the child back to your life. They can't do it. They can't even, you know, give people what they need, daily life. Like, if you can bring a society, a good society where people, everybody has a job, because they calculate according to how everybody has a job or not, job rate, and your money value, all these things. But they're not seeing the spiritual side. They're only seeing the material side. Economic development. They have a job, but people have a job, but they're not happy. So what they're missing is God consciousness. They're missing spiritual knowledge. That's the Brahmanas do that. They're not. There's no Brahmana in society. There's no Kshatriya. Kshatriya means one who protect army. They're not protecting anyone. People are protect means to protect their spiritual knowledge. Because ultimately some Siddhi Hari Darshana, if God is happy, then everybody is automatically happy. Because like I said before, if there's no rain, there's too much problem, the demigods are not happy, it doesn't matter how much wealth you have, there's going to be so much problem in the society. So you have to understand ultimately the material solution is not the solution to the ultimate problem. The ultimate problem is that we don't recognize God, Krishna. We don't recognize the Creator. We're just taking and taking, not giving anything back. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Vaishyas. Vaishya means like the social order is a system by which we recognize each ashrama, is of the social status the individual has. That social status is the social body. The social body is our leg, is our belly, arm, a head. I chop off your head, then you don't have a head. Headless society. I mean, society doesn't have anyone to, they don't know how to lead the society because they don't have a brain. The brain's gone. The brain is led by Shudras, legs, working class. The working class is leading the head. So the head is, there's no head. Headless society. Prabhupada also give this example, headless society. So society is running all around, is not running perfectly. Because like I said, it is being irreligious. The religion is not there. Man-made religion. Irreligious principles mean principles that man-made. Their religion is sense gratification. Enjoy till you can't enjoy anymore. That's religious principles. In China, I was living in China, and Chinese New Year, they give everybody money. It comes in a red color, very beautiful red color. You can actually go to a shop and choose this, they call it red packet. Very beautiful red color. Have design, New Year, and it's a good thing. It's a cultural thing to give, you know, money to family and friends on a New Year Eve. So, but their religion is money. They don't see anything else. Money is religion. That's all. That's why they give that. But actually, the first day of the Chinese New Year, we say Chinese, they're religious. The first day of the Chinese New Year, they go to the temple and they pray. They throw money in the lake, making a wish, and they pray to Buddha and the Kuan Yin, the goddess of mercy. And the second day, do whatever you like. So, actually, back up every culture, there's God. This is what you see today, even in Australia. Or America, any Western country. The best building the best looking building is the church, right in the city, isn't it? Nowadays they have all these funky buildings, really funky buildings. They just fall apart. But the best building, this made out of stone and so beautiful inside, that's a church. The people always had God consciousness, always. They're born, people all over the world, we're born in religion. We try to negate that. The dharma is always there. You can't say, I didn't know. Just like I cut this finger yesterday. But I should know, the blade is sharp. I should know I should be very cautious. It's not the fault of the blade, it's because I was not paying attention. So, the dharma is broken. I say, I didn't know. What nonsense. Oh yeah, I didn't know the blade. I think the blade was not sharp because, well, try one out and I cut your hand. Oh, that the fire will not burn me because I am special. It doesn't burn me. Anyone can burn the hand. I didn't know. So ignorance. So ignorance means you can't say I didn't know. Everybody knows. We're born. There's always something in our heart, back of our heart. It's telling us, oh, this is not good. Don't do it. There's a warning. There's a kind of a symbol in your heart tells you, oh, don't do this, don't go this way, don't go that way, do this, go to the temple, always. So that's the first warning the soul is telling you, Krishna is telling you. That's why Krishna is sitting in our heart, he knows. At every moment we are being warned, every moment. There's never a time we are not warned. Always we are warned. But people are not listening. Krishna is here playing the flute. He's saying, come to me, come to me. Oh, yeah, no thanks. Maya's over there playing the flute. I will look in that way. That's what's happening. So, here, the Brahmana Khatya Vaishya, the Brahmanas are telling us, the highest Brahmana, And a Vaishnava is Narad Muni. Narad Muni is the highest Vaishnava. He's telling us to glorify a Vaishnava, glorify a devotee, glorify Krishna. Do the right thing. The Australian, they're always telling you, do the right thing. They throw the rubbish in the bin. Don't throw it here. Here we have so many garbage bins. One is vegetable, one is rubbish, one is plastic. They have to write so clearly. Big writing. They even show the pictures. Still people are throwing in the wrong. That's Kali Yuga. People don't have here Kali Yuga, people are less intelligent. That's why, and we say, yeah, I'm Brahmana. Actually, Kali Yuga, people need to be trained so much. At every moment, we need to be trained and trained, trained. People are need so much training. So Prabhupada was saying in the previous chapters, the ISKCON is a place where we teach how to become a Brahmana, how to become a Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada went to America, came to Australia. Why? The Westerners, they're becoming Vaishnavas. And in India, we are trying to follow Westerners. This is absurd. There's the story of the Brahmana and the prostitute. You know the story? The Brahmana lived just across the prostitute, and he can see her from the window. And the prostitute can see the Brahmana living the opposite way. And so she used to always look at the Brahmana, oh, such a wonderful Brahmana, doing puja every day, and going and chanting mantras and worshipping the deity at his place. So she was always glorifying the Brahmana, saying good things about him. And the Brahmana was looking at, oh, look at that prostitute. Every day, you know, she's doing bad things. You know, she's definitely going to hell. I'm going to go to heaven. And like this. So both died, and the Brahmana was going to go to hell. And he said, oh, how can I go to hell? I did puja all my life. And the prostitute, she was going to heaven. He said, how she can? She was always thinking of the Brahmana, good things. So she was chanting Hare Krishna. She was actually being purified. So don't take it for granted. Krishna consciousness, don't take it for granted. Oh yeah, I'm doing. Always see good things in others. You understand my point? So that's what Narada Muni said here. He took this opportunity to glorify Dhruva Maharaj at the time of sacrificial ceremony. Glorify a Vaishnava, glorify a devotee. That's the best thing to do. If you say something to someone nice, they will think about it the whole day. Oh, that lady, that man, that person was so nice to me. It's just ringing you all day. When you have a bad time, you'll think, oh yeah, that person told me. Such a good thing. It touches the heart. Just like someone tells you, you're dirty, not good, you're such a bad person. I'm saying nice way, but I could say bad words that you want to fight. So you'll remember the whole life. If someone says something nice, you'll remember the whole life. It's uprising in a heart. It's uplifting the heart. So when you glorify Prabhupada, your Guru Maharaj, glorify a Vaishnava, you're pleasing Krishna. Krishna's thinking, he's such a nice person, he's saying nice things about my devotee. I remember Srila Prabhupada was in India. There was a big program, a Pandal program. You know what that is, Pandal program? A stage. They have a big tent. So Prabhupada was sitting on top the top part of the stage. And there was Tamalakrishna Maharaj sitting here, Japataka Maharaj sitting here, next level down. Because, you know, Swamis, they sit up. And then there was thousands of people. That was in the 70s. People are crazy to see white people. And even me, when I first came, I said, I want to see these white people. And the Radha Mothers were way back at the, and they were quite small, the deities. We were just looking at all the white devotees. So, there's Prabhupada sitting on top, and there's Jabhatrika Maharaj, Tamil Krishna Maharaj, and many other Western devotees. That time there was hardly any Indian devotees, they're all Westerners. So, they were like, you know, beautiful devotees. So wonderful. And in Bengal, they're like fascinated. So then Prabhupada is sitting, and he says, Jabhatrika Maharaj, you speak in Bengali to the audience. And Tamil, Jabhatrika Maharaj, he translates what Tamil Krishna Maharaj says in Bengali. And Prabhupada is supposed to speak first, but he didn't. He asked Tamil Krishna Maharaj to speak to the audience. There was 100,000 people. So, you know, when your Guru Maharaj is here, especially Prabhupada, you're crazy. You just go, wow, Prabhupada asked me to speak. And he was like going for it, really enthusiastically. He was speaking to the audience. I mean, I didn't understand that time much, but I saw the enthusiasm Maharaj had. And Jabhatrika Maharaj was the same. He couldn't hardly wait for him to finish each word. He wanted to translate to the people. And the people were like, you know, this Sahib, and these white people, they're speaking about Krishna. And Prabhupada, at the back, the top of the stage, he was just like, head up like a proud father. He was so jolly and happy to see his American devotees, disciples, they were speaking about Krishna in Bengal. And people, that was his preaching strategies. You know. So we're talking here, the Brahmana. You are the real Brahman. Born in a family doesn't actually make you a Brahmana. Oh yeah, I'm born in a Brahman family. They even take out under your shirt, they take out the big thread like this. I've seen it personally. I was your age, used to go in the street, distribute books. They say, yo, what are you talking? I'm a Brahmana here. Big thread. I got the smallest thread here. They had huge thread like this. We call it dori. Dori means a rope. Those Brahman thread, you can actually tie the rope with the cows. So fat. They scratch your back with it. Yeah, that's what we all joke about it. Yeah, because, you know, I always want something that I can scratch my back because it's so way down. So you have a sore arm. So you have, something like a Brahman thread. And when I first joined, I mean, everyone was doing it. They had their keys hanging on the side of the Brahman thread. I thought that was the thing. So I kept my keys hanging on the thread. Maybe Prabhupada was doing it, everyone was doing it, so nobody said anything. So don't think you have a thread is your makes you a Brahmana. You have to have qualities of a Brahmana. The qualities of a Brahmana that they are very tolerant, they are preaching, they are Krishna conscious. They understand dharma. So dharma, he says here, they understand how to please Krishna. They have the good qualities of a Brahmana, Vaishnava. It's not how big of a thread. The ladies, Brahmana, they don't even have a thread. But they understand. They are Brahmanas by qualities. Not that you don't have a thread. So the process of Krishna consciousness doesn't matter where you come from. You acquire the transcendental qualities by following the principles, dharma, just like it says here. And we glorify devotees because they're showing us the path to Krishna. They're guru. All of you are guru in one way. Because if you tell me about Krishna, how to serve Krishna, everything about Krishna, you're like a guru. Bharta Pradashaka Guru, isn't it? And so the spiritual master is a perfect disciple of his guru. He is a perfect servant of Krishna. So we worship guru. Sri Guru Chana, lotus feet of Sri Guru. We touch his feet. Flower at the Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't say, oh, thank you very much for giving me this wonderful flower. And he was not proud. Prabhupada is taking the service from you and accepting you because you are qualified to serve Krishna with humble attitude. Prabhupada's pleased, Guru's pleased, Krishna's pleased. That is the method. Not that, oh, I know Krishna. Why Narada Muni is saying to glorify Dhruva Maharaj? Because Dhruva Maharaj is qualified to be worshipped. He showed his determination to serve Krishna from the early age. While we are going to the school and having our fun eating chocolate and associating with girls, Dhruva Maharaj was in the forest looking for Krishna that age. These days, even Indian children, you go to your Australian school and they're saying you have to learn the Australian accent language. What? We are saying learn Sanskrit. Learn about God. You can describe Krishna any language. And they go to the school, they have the Australian way of life, and then they come home, you're Indian, and eat your Indian food. So, but in heart, we are born in India, you in heart, it doesn't mean it makes you Indian, or you come to Australia, you become Australian. The idea is to understand the principles of human life, wherever you are. We're not Australian or Indian. We're here to become Brahmana of Krishna. We are here to become a Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada did not go to America to make everyone more American. He didn't come to Australia to make you Australian. He came here to make you a Brahmana, a Vaishnava, a devotee of Krishna, with acquired spiritual qualities. Brahmanas are clean. I remember I was in Perth and we were we opened a Food for Life. So they invited the health minister, the local health minister from Perth. And he was serving out papadam. You know, this cracky cracks. It's very nice. Yeah. So and he was eating and serving at the same time. So he said, no, you can't eat and serve because it's not clean. When you eat, you become muchi, your hands, and so you wear a glove, but you're eating. So he said, oh, really? And he said, you're the health minister, and you don't know these things. You know. So he's a Brahmas, it's a basic thing to be clean. And here's the health minister, and he's eating a papadam serving at the same time. So we told him off. We said, you can't do that, that's not clean. So every devotee, basic principles to be clean. When you're cooking, I've seen, they're eating straight from the spoon, putting back in the pot. Oh my God, that's the worst thing to do. Imagine you eat and put it back in the pot, and at the spoon. You know, we have, so cleanliness is very, very important. Hygiene, very important. That's why we're so clean. So Brahminical is to be very clean, taking a shower, you know, three times, keeping body clean, not only externally, clean the heart by saying the good things, nice things, saying good things about devotees. And seeing the austerity of the tongue is to speak, not speak, only speak about Krishna. So that's the proper use of our tongue. To say Krishna conscious topics is to glorify another. So that's the principle of the practice for us. These days people don't speak, they're thinking, they're putting it in the words, in the comments. But we need to speak about Krishna and say, whatever we do, say things that's going to be uplifting others, making them closer to Krishna. That's the idea. Dharma means that. Dharma means that we can make people more Krishna conscious. It's not just to take care of your family, take care of your family. That is material dharma, family dharma, jati dharma. The dharma of the living entities, our constitutionally, is to serve Krishna. That is the dharma. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Just one comment. Prabhupada always said, Rama is the second part of Jayendra.
Yes. Yes, Maharaji.
Thank you.
So the thing is, we are not under none of these things. Actually, Vaishnavas are not, is out of this, is beyond Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But when you want to run a society, everyone has to be engaged accordingly. If I'm cooking and I'm not good at it, how can I cook? So, someone doesn't know how to cook, but they can do other things. They can be managed properly, they're more smart, intellectual, or someone can do puja very nicely. So, someone maybe they're very expert to work in the field, clean. So that's the social order is designed that way. At least to run the social order in the material field, everyone has to be engaged accordingly. So it doesn't mean they are Shudra or they are this. Just that's how to run the society. They need to have categorizes in this way to run the society smoothly. But at the same time, Vaishnavas, they can do all of these things. Doesn't mean they are Shudra. They are Vaishnava. So if I say I'm a Shudra, you can only do, you're a Shudra, you're a Brahmana, we will stamp everybody. So that's going to cause chaos. But when we say we're Vaishnava, we can do anything for Krishna. But in order to design the society, run the society smoothly, there has to be some categorization. That's why Krishna created Varnashram, which means Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So it's not that everyone is a Brahmana, everyone is. No. In Kali Yuga, we just mentioned everyone is Shudra. That's because in Kali Yuga, basically, people don't have the correct characteristics of a Brahmana. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made everyone a Vaishnava, even Shudra. So, that time people used to put people down, you're Shudra. But it's mentioned in Kali Yuga, everyone. But in spiritual world, this thing doesn't exist. Everyone is serving Krishna. So this, our society is gone, and all our temples, we are creating, Prabhupada creating Vaishnavas. But then it doesn't mean they are Shudras. But someone may have more inclined to act work that are not intellectual, cleaning and doing different things. But they are Vaishnavas. Means that service is transcendental, is not material. But if you are working outside for material world, they have these designations. But in the temple also, we don't give somebody's work to someone else where they're good at it. So there is some differences. But at the same time, because we're doing for Krishna, it is spiritual, it's Vaishnava. You understand? So spiritual world, when you go to spiritual world, everyone is serving Krishna. And it's not that you are Brahmana. Like I was in a Gurukul, they said I was a bit of a Kshatriya at the same time, Brahmana. A mixer. So someone may be mixed with as a Brahmana or a Kshatriya, or someone may be good at something or mixed with other things. So, like that. So you have to understand these principles through Shastra. But actually, even the devotees can understand these things more than a non-devotee, because we don't tell them so all these things so much in the beginning, but they will understand clearly. But if they can take Vishadam, Jana Hare Krishna, gradually they will understand more deeper concept of the philosophy at first. Okay? Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.